In Wichita, Kansas, police and federal marshals are preparing for the funeral tomorrow of late-term abortion provider George Tiller. Tonight in Tallahassee and tomorrow night in Jacksonville, vigils will be held for Tiller. They're part of over 50 such events held this week by pro-choice groups in the week since Tiller was gunned down in church last Sunday by Scott Roeder. Much has been said pro and con about George Tiller this week. He was one of just a handful of doctors left in the U.S. who still performed late-term abortions. That made him a lightning rod for anti-abortion rights activists, legislators, and some political commentators. Hearing criticism about Tiller led Sarasota resident Sherry Savecka to speak this week publicly about an abortion she received from Dr. Tiller back in 1985. She tells WMNF that a year after her operation, Dr. Tiller contacted her to see if she would like to adopt a child.
It was very funny because it was very reminiscent, actually, of John Irving's Cider House Rules, the doctor who said, I can give you an abortion or I can give you an orphan. And Dr. Tiller has had this most amazing, compassionate, he was an incredibly compassionate individual. And in talking with him in his office, he says that if he had women come to him that were too far along for an abortion, that he did try to help them with adoption to find someone to take their, and or if they had second thoughts, you know, because he has had counseling for all of his patients, that he would work with them to, you know, help find someone to adopt. So he had known our situation and known that this was our second, you know, this had been my second pregnancy. So he did call us and said that a very, very well-spoken young woman, and that she had just come to him, and it was beyond whatever his, I don't know what his guidelines were, but anyway, she was too far along for him to give her an abortion, and would we like to adopt? He was trying to, he thought of us when, you know, when she came to him. And so it's, he really serviced the woman and the individual and their family, and looked, he was very, very gentle medically. I mean, talk about a physician with a bedside manner. he was just an incredibly warm, caring person that spent the time to understand what a woman's position was, why she was there, what her both her physical and emotional situation was, and to try to work with both her and whoever the person was that came there to support her, and let them know what both the physical and the emotional challenges were and what they would need to deal with on really a holistic view.
Nobody was harder on Dr. Tiller over the years than Fox News' Bill O'Reilly, who for years badgered Tiller on both his cable news program and on his syndicated radio show.
This is Associated, no, this is Kansas City Star. Quote, O'Reilly said on a program that a source told his show that abortion providers were performing late-term abortions because the women were depressed, a mental health risk he deemed insufficient. He deemed insufficient. This is David Klepper, Kansas City Star. You see, O'Reilly deemed it. Who's O'Reilly? He deemed. Oh. Okay. So I'm the fascist. I'm the bad guy. I'm the problem. Not Tiller. No, no. He's a good guy. Now, Tiller's pumping all kinds of money into, obviously, the attorney general race. He wants the guy that's going to let him off the hook to win. Those of you listening in Kansas, you ought to know that. You know, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. You guys know these guys better than I do. But I'll tell you what, anything Tiller wants, I'm voting the other way. And if I could get my hands on Tiller, well, you know, can't be vigilantes. Can't do that. It's just a figure of speech. But despicable? Oh, my God. It doesn't get worse. Does it get worse? No. Back with your calls and comments.
Sherry Savecka said she wasn't that familiar with O'Reilly's criticisms until this week.
But I have been aware as to how he has been singled out. I mean, when he was shot, you know, that there have been previous attempts on his life. When we were there, there were protesters at the clinic, and I was aware that there were attempts to shut him down. But what Bill O'Reilly and others are doing, to me, is inciting terrorism. It's the definition of terrorism is using violence or threats of violence and coercion to achieve political aims, and that's what they're doing.
On Thursday, the Tampa Tribune published Savekas' letter to the editor about her interaction with Dr. Tiller.
When I heard about Dr. Tiller's death, it was like, I need to make my experience public, to really say and to as public as possible as to what an incredible, compassionate man this was and how an important service this was. I mean, it's just, there are so few people that can do it, and those that are, and the women who need the procedure are being intimidated, and they're being intimidated out of their rights. And it's just, it is, I do view it as terrorism.
That's Sarasota resident Sherry Savetkis, who had an abortion from Dr. George Tiller back in 1985.